None of he comes.
所以看第二个用抓出来的。
So she did second one to catch on the leg.
平常的养生婆抓他出来，所以他抓人家是抓出来。
She actually the midwife that pulled the baby, but now no.
所以给他名叫 Mr. 抓。
So call Mr. 抓。
抓抓先生。
To catch.
这个雅各这个字就是抓住的意思。
Jacob the minister said to catch.
他说抓抓的。
He was snatched.
雅各一生一世抓机会，抓机会，抓机会，因为他不甘愿。
So in his whole life he catch all opportunities.
不甘愿什么呢？
He doesn't. He's not willing to what?
失去机会。
To lose the opportunity.
失去长子的名分。
To lose the birthright.
以扫呢，本来是做长子。
Esau actually had a birthright.
偏偏看不起长子。
But then he despised the birthright.
在恩中不知恩，在福中不惜福。
He is in the grace, but he doesn't treasure the grace.
所以有一天呢
，So one day,
雅各很厉害。
And this Jacob is very wise.
哥哥打猎回来，满身大汗。
Seeing the brother coming from hunting was tired,
he 给他煮红豆汤。
And a boy a bean for him, a bowl of bean.
这个又好吃。
Good,
又甜，
所以
又凉，
这
个满身大汗。
So you sweat,
他就在他们面前吃的很好看。
So he eat before him, I think it's so good.
哥哥说我也要吃，我也要吃。
Just to entice him.
不要那么急。
So don't feel so anxious.
要吃先商量一下。
We'll discuss first.
可以的。
I can give you.
快快给我吃，我都吃了。
I'm so tired.
我很口渴。
I'm too thirsty.
你是长子吗？
You are the firstborn.
我是给你抓到脚跟出来的，不能做。
Only come after you.
所以如果你要喝我的红豆汤，
if you want to take this bowl of red bean,
让我做哥哥好不好？
Let me be the brother.
你做弟弟好不好？
You be my younger brother.
一个呢好胜这么强，
one wanting to be victorious.
一个呢一点都不爱惜自己的。
And the other one couldn't be bothered.
他想来想去，做哥哥。
Is it to be elder brother?
不做哥哥。
Well, or not to be elder brother?
不一样，没有什么。
It doesn't matter. There's no difference.
不吃热死了。
But if I don't eat, I will feel exhausted.
红豆汤呢？
You know, red bean.
So, ice cream, 加姜梅啦。所以怎么办呢？
我只是
那个算啦。
Never mind.
你要做哥哥就做吧。
Let you be the elder.
我要这个，不要哥哥了。
I want this. I don't want to be a birthright.
上帝在天上看。
God's looking from heaven.
是我安排你做哥哥的。
I'm arrange you to become the elder brother.
你这样轻看我。
But you despise me.
我不知道你在家里排第几的哈。
I don't know what is your ranking.
长子请举手。
Those are firstborn.
长子请举手。
Firstborn.
你们爱吃红豆汤吗？
You got a red bean soup.
你小心了，我告诉你。
Be careful.
或者你说不吃红豆汤了，现在改成绿豆汤。
Or become the green tea soup.
或者你改成这个 ice cream.
Or become ice cream.
这个 tutti frutti。或者什么特别好的东西吃。
Whatever it is,
我告诉你。
But I tell you,
上帝所排的。
What God has appointed.
你不要随便。
Do not despise it.
Sigmund Freud. 有两个学生。
He has two disciples.
后来都成了很大的心理学家。
They become great psychologists.
一个叫做 Alfred Adler.
What is Adler?
还有另外一个叫做 Carl Jung.
What is Carl Jung?
叫 Adler 后来写一篇文章。
Adler written he wrote an article.
后来成为一本大的著作。
And became a great book.
提到个性
，talk about our this character，
人格
，our personality，
自卑
，our
等等的事情 ，inferior
feeling inferiority complex。
他说什么呢
？He said this。
一个家里有很多兄弟
，if there are many brothers at home，
第二个的常常要拼第一个的
，the second one want to fight to be the first。
因为他不大甘愿做老二
，because he doesn't want to be the second。
最糟糕是什么？
What happens?
最小的要拼过所有的
，the youngest one want the top of all。
最小的举手，家里最小的举。哦，我们这里有很多大的小的都有哈。
We have the elders, the youngest here.
第二常常要拼过第一。
The second one to fight the first.
最小的拼过所有的。
And the youngest one want to be the top of all.
我不知道他讲的对不对，你自己想有没有这样就是。
I don't know what he says right or not. You best think of what.
那么呢，雅各又是第二又是最小，因为只有两个吗
？Was second also was the last because they wanted two children.
一定要拼到第一。
So he wanted to become first.
拼所有的。
He wanted to become the top.
他就要做长子。
So he became the first one.
所以他用诡计。计多端抓住机会
，so he was very cunning to catch the opportunity.
能抓脚就抓脚，以后就要抓头。
He will catch the leg later on the head.
啊，他就要做长子了。
To be the firstborn.
这个是他的诡诈。
This is cunningness.
他的欺骗。
He deceived him.
他的至少他看神安排人做长子的位分是看重。
But at least he esteemed the appointment of God for someone to be the firstborn.
那这个在还没有生下来以前
，Even before they were born，
上帝讲一句话
，God said this，
我喜欢雅各
，I love Jacob，
我不喜欢以扫
I do not. I dislike Esau.
为什么上帝不公义啊？
Why is God not just?
上帝为什么不公义？
Why is God not fair?
为什么上帝在没有生出来先定下这个规律？
Before even they were born, He fixed this rule.
这个就提到了有关于恩典、主权、拣选、预定论这四大题目。
This sermon will talk about grace, the election, the sovereignty, and the predestination.
Sovereignty of God.
Sovereignty of God.
The grace of God.
The 恩典
The predestination of God.
The 预定
And the election of God.
The 拣选
上帝如果拣选一个人
If God were to elect someone,
他说好像选美女一样的
It's like a choosing a beauty.
你的三围特别好才选你
If you have a good posture, then you'll be elected.
你的 IQ 特别高才选你
IQ is good, then you're elected.
哦，你的这个恒心特别大才选你
And also you are patient, then you're elected.
不是的
No.
为什么呢
Why?
因为如果你有什么好处
If there's any good thing in you,
这些好处都是从上帝来的。
All this come from God.
那上帝先给你好处，再说，哎呦，你有这个好处，我选你，岂不是开玩笑
？Okay, see that God first I'll give you all this good thing, and then say, yeah, good thing I elect you. This is some of a joke.
所以你要买这个东西吗
？Yeah, buy this thing.
就三万块。
About $30,000.
有三万块的来，有三万块的。
$30,000 will come.
原来刚刚先给你32,000块。
He will first give you $32,000 first.
然后才问有三万块的来，有三万块的来。
And then he will say that those that $30,000 can buy this.
就是自己做玩耍的吗
？So this is a game.
我听说呢，从前万金油是这样起来的。
You know, in the past, I heard that this tiger balm came in this way.
你们知道万金油吗
？You know, tiger balm.
我不知道。这个话到底真的不真的
I don't know whether this statement is true or not
因为这以前也没有一斤牛没有百斤牛没有千斤牛也没有万斤牛
In the past there's no this tiger balm
所以呢万斤牛拿到这个药房去推销的时候
So when this owner of tiger balm he promote this to the pharmacy
小小的人家豆油酱油都是这么大的
It's a small bottle
它的小小的
Small bottle
谁要买
Who want to buy
有什么用呢
What's the use?
他说哟你试试看哦我记在你们你们卖看看。
He said, want to try it, I will have this consignment for you.
反正不必用本钱放在这放在这里。
Now my the consignment is with me.
写张周条拿了100盒。
And write a receipt, I bought 100
小姐万金油。
Bottle.
以后呢本钱多少
How much?
如果卖掉你还给我一盒比如说2块钱。
If after you've sold it, maybe one bottle, give me $2.
100盒放哪边
So I'll consign them for you 100 bottles.
大概卖3块。
So maybe we can sell for $3.
那么呢，这个万金油把它放在药房以后，没有人知道什么是万金油。
After this tiger balm has consigned this to the pharmacies, nobody knows what this tiger balm.
万金油的主人呢，就用很多人去买万金油，一个还3块。
So this tiger balm owners pay many people $3 to buy this.
所以呢，有一个人去买，有没有万金牛啊？有没有万金牛
？So this person can ask, do you have tiger balm?
那药房说什么叫万金牛
？And the pharmacist
says, 小姐，哦，我有，多少钱
？How much?
3块钱
，$3.
就马上买两个。
So they bought two.
买三个。
Three.
哇，这个很好用，我最喜欢，我用。
I like this because it's good.
其实他也没有用过。
Actually, he has never used before.
人家给他钱叫他买的。
But before people give him money to buy.
你明白我意思吗
？Do you understand?
然后这个人出去了，叫别人带来买。
So when this person go out here, ask others to buy again.
后来那个药店的老板奇怪，怎么变成我不懂。
So this is the owner of this shop pharmacy. How come I don't know?
这么多人都要来买，我不懂。
A lot of people want to buy this. I don't understand.
所以他就问那些买的。
So he asked those people who bought it.
为什么你们要买这个油呢
？How come you want to buy this tiger balm?
好用 ，BP 流了也可以擦。
Oh, it's very good.
伤风也可以擦。
It can apply for many purposes.
青春痘要出来也可以擦。
Many purposes.
它也可以刮痧也可以擦。啊，就是这是发热也可以擦。啊，结果呢，这个药房听了这些话，就替他宣传了。
So when this pharmacy heard this, he even promoted for him.
人家来的时候
，So people come.
我的孩子发热怎么办？哎，有一种新的油叫万金油。
Fever, what got?
一个三块，
来个 pump $3。
对，结果呢，两百块一百盒，结果用300块买回来，亏了100块。
So actually $200 for 100 boxes. He bought it back for $300. He lost actually $100.
开始就传出去了。
And then it was advertised in that manner.
是用这样的办法。
So that's the way they advertise.
听说万金牛是用这样的办法。
So I heard the tiger balm use this way to start their business.
那么你看哦。
So you see,
这是生意的办法。
So this is a business method.
我们看呢，亚伯拉罕生以撒
，Abraham gave birth to Isaac.
以撒生雅各
，Isaac gave birth to Jacob.
雅各生什么？雅各生十二支派。
And Jacob gave birth to 12 tribes.
那么雅各有一个哥哥叫以扫。
And he has a brother called Esau.
这个以扫是一个不尊重神安排的人。
The Esau is the one who did not esteem the appointment of God.
雅各是看重这个位分。
But then Jacob placed emphasis on this position.
他用各样的办法去占了这个位分。
So he used all methods to fight for this firstborn.
他用红豆汤。
Used a red bean soup.
欺骗的手段。
And also to the cunning way.
看重这个位分。
But then they esteem this position.
以扫轻看这个位分。
But Esau also despised it.
上帝在这两个孩子还没有生出来以前
，Before even these two children were born，
上帝先说
，God say first，
我爱雅各
，I love Jacob，
我恨恶以扫
，I dislike Esau。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这些人还没有生下来，所以不是行为决定。
So because these people were not born yet, so it's not fixed by their conduct。
他们也没有条件蒙拣选。
They didn't have the condition to be elected，
所以呢，不是人的行为。决定神要不要接受。
So it is not man's conduct who determines whether God predestined or not.
那是神自己的主权。
By God's sovereignty.
所以上帝把这个拣选的道理。
So this doctrine of election.
恩典的道理。
And doctrine of grace.
预定的道理。
Doctrine of predestination.
主权的道理。
Doctrine of sovereignty.
早在旧约里面已经隐藏出来。
Already contained in the Old Testament.
我们到新约就看得很清楚。
So when it comes to the New Testament, it's so clear.
人根本没有本钱的。
Men do not have the condition.
根本没有条件。
Don't have the qualification.
这是出于神的恩典。
It is all from the grace of God.
那么上帝这个恩典赐下来的时候。
So this grace of God was given to us.
我们居然明白一个定律。
We must understand one principle.
恩典是我不配的。
Grace is something I'm not deserving.
大家说。恩典是我不配。
Grace is something I'm not deserving.
所以恩典临到我的时候。
So when grace come to me,
我不能说上帝不公平。
I cannot say that God's not just.
You know, 我本来不配得的。
Because I'm not worthy.
我不应当的。
I'm not deserving.
我既然不应当的这个恩典。
Since I'm not deserving.
竟然这个恩典临到我。
But then I have this grace come to me.
我只能说上帝我感谢。
I can only say God I thank you.
但是。
But then.
那个没有受到恩典的人怎么样
?He who had not received the grace, what happened?
你不能怪上帝不赐下恩典。
You cannot say that God's not giving the grace to you.
因为上帝从来没有欠你啊。
Because God never owed you.
上帝没有亏欠人什么。
God's not indebted to you.
如果上帝不拣选人
，If God do not elect anybody，
上帝不赐恩给人
，Not give grace anybody，
没有人可以怪上帝
，No one can blame God。
那么以扫跟雅各
，So Esau and also Jacob
是从以撒生出来
，They are born after Isaac，
从以撒生的
，They coming from Isaac
才是上帝应许的后代
，They are the promised descendant。
但是
，But then
以撒生的有轻看上帝所安排的位分的
，Those who born after Isaac there's one who despised the appointment of God，
就因行为。被神的弃绝
，and because of the conduct he rejected by God。
那你说刚才说不是靠行为，现在为什么是靠行为呢
？But then it's just now you said not through conduct, but how come you say conduct?
定罪是靠行为
，you're condemned after your conduct。
蒙恩不是靠行为
，but you receive the grace not after conduct。
我再讲一次啊，蒙恩不是靠行为
，you will receive the grace not because of your conduct。
定罪。是借着你的行为
condemnation comes from the conduct
所以当许多人不明白恩典论预定论的时候
so when people do not understand the doctrine of grace and predestination
他们就在这边卡住了
they are being held up here
两个孩子没有生下来以前
two children before they are born
上帝说我爱雅各
God said I love Jacob
我恶以扫
but I dislike Esau
表示恩典赐给雅各的时候他还没有什么条件
Which means when grace is given to this Jacob, he does not have any qualification yet.
但是当以后雅各被恨恶的时候
But later on, when this Isaac was being disliked,
事实证明他是一个抗拒轻看上帝。
When Esau was disliked, it is proved that he actually despised God.
罗马书第二章我们已经讲了这个原理。
So Romans chapter 2 expounded.
就是上帝按照个人所行的或善或恶。来受报
According to what we have done, now whether it's good or evil, got a repair.
神的审判是建立在人行为对他的反应上。
So then God's judgment is based upon man's response to him in his conduct.
但是神的恩典完全不在乎人对他的反应是怎么样。
But then the grace that comes to us is not because of our response to him.
因为当人还不能有反应了，还不配得恩典的时候，神已经把恩典。
Because even before man can respond and not deserving the grace, God has given the grace to them.
恩典与主权发生关系。
So then that this grace has a connection with sovereignty.
恩典与公平不应当发生关系。
So this grace has nothing to do with justice.
你说主啊，如果你给他恩典，你也应当给我恩典，这样才叫做你是公平。
You see that if God is giving grace, you must also give me grace. Then that's just.
上帝的不。
God said no.
我要施恩给谁，
Whoever I give grace,
是我的主权。
This is my sovereignty.
我要怜悯谁
？Whoever I have mercy,
是我的主权。
This is my sovereignty.
当阿公决定要特赦哪一个人的时候
，When Agon has a pardon for anybody,
那一家人欢喜快乐
，And that family rejoices.
我的哥哥特赦了
，My brother has not been pardoned.
他不必死了
，He don't have.
阿公，你真是对我们很好。
阿公 ，You're good to me.
是不是所有监牢的人都说阿公不公平
？Can all the prisoner in the prison say that Agon is not just？
如果你赦免一个，要把我们全部释放出去才对。
Because if you give a pardon one, you must pardon all，
对不对啊
？Is that right？
不对。
No。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他要特赦什么人是他的权。
Whoever he wants a special pardon is coming from his sovereignty。
他不要赦免你，你也是应该死。
Whoever he doesn't want a pardon, you are deserving that。
你进监牢以前是因为定罪才进去。
Because when you enter in theprison because you are first condemned.
你不能说因为一个蒙恩大家都有一样样的恩典才叫得上帝。
You shouldn't say that because one receives the grace, everybody must receive grace and justness.
所以第二个问题就来。
So the second question comes.
第一个问题是什么呢
？What's the first question?
上帝的话落空了吗
？So God's promise
没有
？No.
第二个问题是什么
？The second question.
上帝不公平吗
？Is God unfair?
也没有
？No.
我们现在在读了
啊。We read.
我们大家来读这段的圣经。
This passage.
第十一节。
11.
双子没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明上帝拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎呼召人的主。这里是讲拣选，不是讲审判。第十二节，大家说，上帝就对利伯家说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我爱的，以扫是我误的。第十四节，这样我们可说什么呢？难道上帝有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。第十五节一同读，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的上帝。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，他要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。第十八节一同读，如此看来，上帝要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。现在我们看见第二问题得到解答了。
So you see the second question being solved.
第一个问题
，The first question.
上帝的应许，上帝的话落空了吗
？Has God's promise failed?
没有
，No.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝的话，上帝应许是有他的原则在里面。
Because God promised with a principle.
不是在肉身的条例里面。
Not in the natural lust.
是在那信实的约里面。
But in the faithful covenant.
你用肉体的情欲来代替。来领先上帝的右，走在他前头，不行的。
With the flesh and the lust, you want to walk before God, it's not possible.
所以只从应许的生下来，才是神的旨意。
So he who come after the promise will become fulfilling the will of God.
所以你明白了。
So you understand?
虽然这一个从亚伯兰生的
，Even though this one is born after Abraham,
但是不是以撒生的就不在应许。
But he is not born after Isaac, he is not in the promise.
但是呢，以撒生的还有一些又跑掉了。
But even after Isaac, there's still those who are lost.
以扫跟雅各的问题。
The Isaac and Jacob and Esau.
这里除了应许之外
，other than promise,
就提到恩典的问题。
Coming to grace now.
那恩典的问题是什么问题呢
？What is my grace?
恩典在乎神的主权。
Grace coming from the sovereignty of God.
恩典不在乎我的行为。
Not coming from my own conduct.
大家说一二三，恩典。在乎神的主权，恩典不在乎我的行为。那么，如果我的行为不好，要不要受审判呢
？If my conduct is not good, must be judged.
审判不是恩典
，judge is not coming from grace.
审判是神的公义
，judge is the righteousness of God.
所以，用公义来说
，according to righteousness，
我们只配受审判
，we are only worthy to be condemned.
用公平来说
，according to justness，
我们只配下地狱
，we only are worthy to go to hell.
用恩典来说
，according to grace，
我们不配。 该蒙恩的也可以蒙恩。
We are not deserving it, we have it.
啊，这一点如果你清楚了
，So you are clear on this.
很多圣经里面其他很大的困难的事情都一个一个迎刃而解了。
Then all the problems, sin problems in the Bible be solved.
主啊，我不好。
Lord, I'm not good.
你还爱我
，But you still love me.
这个叫做你的恩典。
That's your grace.
主啊，我不配。
God, I'm not worthy.
你还施恩
，But you give grace to me.
这个叫做恩典。
That's called grace.
明白了。
Understand?
主啊，我犯罪。
God, I've sinned.
你审判我。
You must judge me.
因为你没有给我恩典。
Because you not give grace to me.
你不能怪上帝。
You cannot blame God.
因为上帝从来没有欠你任何好处。
Because God has not indebted to you any good things.
当我们犯罪的时候，是上帝欠我，或者我欠上帝。
At the time when we sin, are we indebted to God or God is indebted to us?
大家说，人人犯罪。
Everybody sins.
亏欠了。上帝的荣
耀。For some of the glory of God.
我犯罪的时候。
So when I sin,
不是上帝欠我恩典，一定要救我。
Not that God has indebted to me grace, He must save me.
我犯罪的时候，我欠了上帝的荣耀，该受审判。
When I sin, I fall short of the glory of God, I must condemn.
所以蒙恩是不该的。
So you have the grace, is not deserving.
受审判是应该的。
But then it's only worthy that you judge.
一二三，蒙恩是不应该的，受审判是应该的。受审判是应该的
So it's only rightful that you be judged
圣经里面哪一个人了解这个真理了解最清楚
Who in the Bible understand the most of this?
Job
Job
什么还有没有
Anyone else?
Job 后来明白了
Job later understand
表达的比 Job 更简练更清楚更直接的话谁
You know who expresses the most direct way and clearest way?
对啊，两个人
，two person，
一
，the first，
浪子
，the prodigal son，
你记得吗
？You remember？
浪子回家的说什么
？Prodigal son when he comes，
爸爸，我好久没有回来，你不想念我吗
？I haven't come for a long time. Don't you miss me？
你看我虽然走了几年，更长大一点了。
You see, even though I wandered for a few years，
你不是很孤单吗？我来帮助你吧。
Are you not lonely? I come and help you。
他回来在讲什么话呢
？What did he say when he comes？
啊，我在罪了天。又得罪了你，我不配做你的儿子。
I've sinned against heaven and you. I'm not deserving to be your son.
他懂不懂恩典呢
？Does he know grace?
懂不懂？什么叫恩典
？What do you mean grace?
发现自己不配的，这个叫做懂得恩典。
Finally, he's not deserving it. He got it.
你知道他去的时候他讲什么话
？You know when he about to leave, what did he say?
爸爸 ，Dad， 请把我应该得的产业分给我。
What I'm deserving, give it to me.
应该得。
What I'm deserving.
他就因为因就走走了
，because of deserving he left，
我配得的，他就走了。
I'm deserving he left，
他说我不配就回来了。
And they say I'm not deserving and now he returns，
就这样简单
，so simple。
所以你们如果在教会里一直以为你配得上帝恩典，你就是在家的浪子。
So if in the church you feel that you deserve the grace of God, you're the prodigal son in the church.
如果你说我不配，你就是回家的浪子。
If you say that I'm not deserving, you are the prodigal son who returns.
所以有两种浪子。
Two kind of prodigal sons.
一种在家的浪子。
One is the homely prodigal son.
一种是出家的浪子。
One is the outward,
wandering. 又变成回家的浪子。
Prodigal son, he will come back later on.
回家的浪子。
The return prodigal son and at home prodigal son.
哪一个更亲近爸爸
？Who is closer to the dad?
你不知道啊
？We don't know.
你好像很远很远的人一样。
As if you stay far away.
在家的浪子
，Of course, the home prodigal son.
身在家心流浪。
He was at home, but then his heart is wandering.
回家的浪子
，The returning prodigal son.
久流浪，今日回家。
He has been wandering for a long time. Now he returns.
我应该的。
I deserve it.
就是堕落的开始。
So that's the beginning of the fall. I'm not deserving.
就是得救的开始。
That's the beginning of you being saved.
真正蒙恩的人。
The one who is truly saved
一定从感到不配进入恩典。
It begins from the fact that he feels not deserving, then he go and take the grace.
第二个人。
The second.
以另外一个人一直责骂讥笑耶稣的强盗。
And the two thieves that are mocking Jesus.
等他。发现耶稣是救主的时候
，When he suddenly discovered that Jesus is Savior，
他说：“耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
你得国降临的时候
，When he had a kingdom，
求你纪念我
，Please remember me。”
耶稣说：“
Jesus say?
你好意思，这么坏蛋。
You're so bad.
还敢这样？
How dare you ask this?
你去死哦！
You better die.
十八层地狱才是你的。
You go to the 18th level.
是不是这样啊？耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
我实实在在告诉
你。Truly, truly, tell
you. 你与我，我与你，今日一同在乐园。
You and I together will be the paradise today.
哪一个能想象比耶稣讲的话更高贵的热流一句话来代替那句话？你告诉我。
Who can say a more honest statement as compared to Jesus?
除非耶稣是神。
Unless Jesus is God.
人的口不可能讲出这么高贵、这么荣耀、这么高超。警戒的树林的话
For man's lip, you cannot utter this kind of noble statement.
感谢神
Praise God.
而他对另外强盗说什么呢
So he told another thief,
你我死是应该的
You and I to die, we are deserving.
我们应该死
We deserve to die.
只是这个人
But this man,
他没有做错
He's not done anything wrong.
他这样死
But he died.
所以他对该不该完全明白了
So he truly understand deserving and not deserving.
我该死
I deserve dying.
耶稣不该死。
耶稣死人。
我不该蒙恩。
I do not worthy of grace.
耶稣竟然把恩典。
But then he gave grace to me.
这是得救的孩子。
That's the beginning of salvation.
那个浪子真正明白恩典什么时候
？So the prodigal son truly understand doctrine of grace.
这个强盗真正明白恩典。
This thief also truly understand doctrine of grace.
还有另外一个人。
Another person.
真正明白恩典什么时候
？Truly understand doctrine of grace.
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
有个法利赛人。
A Pharisee,
到殿里面去祷告。
When he go to the temple to pray,
一个财主。
And also a rich man,
他也到殿里去。
Also he come to the temple to pray.
这个法利赛人。
This Pharisee,
他说上帝啊。
God,
我感谢你。
I thank you.
因为我比别人更好。
Because I'm better than others.
哪里有人这样感谢的？
How can people give thanks in this manner?
你们是谢谢你，因为我最漂亮。
Thank you, Reverend.
我比别人更漂亮，所以我
真的 others，
所以我谢谢你。
Thank you，
比别人更漂亮，谢谢你做什么
？I'm more handsome than others.
除非你说 Thank you， 我谢谢你给我很漂亮。
Unless I say that thank you because you give me a handsome face，
上帝我感谢。
God, I thank you，
因为我比别人更好。
Because I'm better than others。
我一个礼拜进食两次。
In a week I fast twice。
我奉献十分之一。
I give time。
我不犯奸淫。
I never commit adultery。
我不做什么事。我上帝啊一次，我四次。
And you say God only once, he mentioned I four times。
所以他在祷告，不是他在报告。
He's not the praying, he's reporting.
他不是在祷告，他在宣告。
He's not praying, he's proclaiming.
他也不是祷告，他在控告。
He's not praying, he's accusing.
主啊，我比别人更好。
God, I'm better than others.
主啊，我奉献十分之一。
God, I tithe.
主啊，我两次进食。
So I
fast. 主啊，我不犯奸淫。
So God,
主啊，我也不像这个坏蛋。
God, I'm not like this person.
所以他在控告，不是祷告。
Not like this person, tax collector.
你要注意啊，你的祷告会是控告会，或者宣告会，或什么报告会，我不知道。
You must pay attention whether your prayer meeting.Has been turned to a meeting of proclamation or.
那么那个税吏呢
？What about the tax collector？
抬头都不敢。
He dare not even to lift up the head。
他捶自己的胸。
And he beat his chest。
为什么捶胸
？Why is he beat the chest？
有没有人快乐到捶胸的
？Is anyone who's so happy to beat the chest？
有没有啊？没有的。
No。
捶胸是最痛苦。
When you feel the most
sorrow。最忧伤的一个举动。
Sadness。
他捶胸说什么
？He beat the chest and said，
主啊
，Lord。
只有讲主一次
only one thing,
他法利赛人一样主啊他也主
Lord only mentioned one time and then he said
开恩可怜我这个罪人
have mercy on me as a sinner
我是罪人
I'm a sinner
我不配
I'm not worthy
你开恩吧
have mercy on me
对恩典神学的了解
to understand the doctrine of grace
是从自我不配的觉悟产生出来
it's starting from understanding that you're not deserving
保罗就要这里强调这个事情
Paul wants to mention about this.
上帝要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Whoever wants to have God have mercy, he will mercy.
恩待谁就恩待谁。
Whoever want, God wants to have compassion, he will compassion.
上帝叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
Whoever he wants to harden, he hardens.
任凭一个人刚硬。
So he gives them up to harden themselves.
这个人肯顺顺利利反对上帝到底。
So that it's very smoothly they can resist against God.
你再听一次啊。
Very carefully listen.
上帝叫法老刚硬。
So God hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
上帝任凭他反对到底。
God to allow him to resist him to the end.
给他可以顺顺利利抵挡上帝毫无拦阻。
So very smoothly without hindrances he can go against God.
所以请你注意啊，
pay attention，
当一个人没有上帝的主权干预的时候，
if a person does not have the sovereignty of God to interfere，
他就以为自己很自由，
he thought he's free，
他反对上帝，
they go against God，
上帝没有办法，
God has no way out，
上帝没有办法对付我，
God cannot deal with me， God，
我一边犯罪还是这样顺利平安，
so I sin yet I peace in me，
上帝你要犯罪吗？
God say you want to sin，
你真的爱犯罪吗？
Truly you want to sin，
你要抵挡我吗？
You have to go against me，
我给你自由好不好？
I'll give you freedom.
我让你刚硬到你好不好？
I'll let you harden to
you. 完全不干涉你好不好？
I totally will not interfere with you.
上帝不再干涉你的时候，
When God doesn't interfere anymore，
就是你任上帝任凭你面向死亡。
God has given you up to face death.
这个叫做上帝叫你刚硬。
That's what we mean. God hardens you.
任凭你刚硬。
God give you up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends,
所以你要感谢上帝。
So you want to thank God.
如果上帝伸出手来，
If God interferes，
干预你，
interferes。
使你受干涉，
so they are being interfered，
使你受干扰，
so you are being disturbed，
使你受拦阻，
so you are being hindered，
那表示上帝还爱，
we think God still loves you。
我们的圣经看到有一个先知，
in the Bible you see one prophet，
很可怕的，
he is very terrifying，
两次上帝拦阻他，
there was twice God to stop him，
他还是硬着心要做他要做的，
but he hardened his heart to do what he wants。
谁呀？
who is that？
谁呀？上帝叫驴子讲话，
God allow causes this donkey to speak，
使他不要去做不应该做的事情，
so that he will not do what he got to do，
还是去，
but then he continues to do it，
以后怎么办呢？
What happened later on？
最后呢，上帝最后一次不干涉他了，
so finally God did not interfere anymore。
用什么办法？
What did he do？
他以为他想一个办法，我不去，我只要用女人的诡计叫以色列人犯奸淫，上帝自动会丢弃他们的。
He said, I don't have to go. I only caused the lady to allow the Israel to commit adultery and God will discard that.
当他献女人、献美人祭的时候，
so when he offered this beautiful lady,
把以色列人献在犯罪的中间的时候，
so the cause is like in sin,
那是上帝不拦阻他的，
but God never hindered him.
让你成功，
let him be successful.
让你顺利，
let it be smooth.
让你完全成全你心中所定的不好的事。
Totally, you will go according to your desire.
亲爱的弟兄，
my dear brothers and sisters,
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
神有怜悯。
God has mercy.
神有恩待。
God has compassion.
神有时拦阻。
God sometimes hinders us.
这是神任凭。
Somebody will give us up.
世界上最可怜的人。
The most beautiful person in the world.
神不再干涉他，任凭他。
Is that God never interfere and God give them up?
如果你病的时候，
when you're sick.
你医生就写了，不可吃这个，不可吃，不可吃。
The doctor said, "Do not eat this or that or that."
啊，那那个护士啊，我要想吃这个。
You say, "Nurse, I want this thing."
护士说，医生说了，你这个不可以吃。
But doctor said, "You cannot eat this thing."
那个不可以吃。
You cannot eat that thing.
你求医生给我吃吃，我很久很没有吃，很想吃。
Why don't you ask the doctor to give me to eat this? Because I have not taken it for a long time. I like to eat.
护士，你等一等，下个礼拜二他会再来查你一次。
And the nurse said, "Wait for a little while because next year he'll re-examine you."
下个礼拜二。
So the next Tuesday,
医生来查看了以后，
the doctor come examine you again.
量了血压，看了血压，
check all the blood pressure and everything.
查完了以后，
after that,
他全部查掉了，
and he erase everything.
对护士说，
and tell the nurse,
他要吃什么都给他吃，
give him whatever he wants.
你是感谢主，
you say praise God.
什么都可以吃，
I can eat everything.
这个好事情啊，好坏事情，
is that a good thing now?
啊，什么都感谢， Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I can eat everything now.
好事情坏事情，
is it a good thing?
你明白吗？
Understand?
啊，给你成全吧。
Wow, let your wish be done.
给你成全就是。
Let your wish be done.
给你去死吧。
You better die now.
因为你现在快要死，给你什么都吃。
Because you're about to die, can eat anything you want.
免得你死都是眼睛睁大大。
Less than when you die, you open wide your eyes.
不甘愿死。
So you do not want to die willingly.
死的时候都不甘愿死。
You are not willing to die willingly.
给你吃。
那么
给你
whatever you want.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你的主啊。
You say, Lord,
若是如此，
if that is so,
你要恩待我，
have mercy on me,
你要怜悯我，
have mercy on me,
我顺服，
I want to obey you.
你拦阻我的时候，
when you hinder me,
我要注意听你的话，
I want to listen to your word carefully,
免得上帝丢掉你，
lest that God discard you.
感谢上帝，
praise God.
那后来上帝拣选谁？
Who God elected in the future?
不再是以扫了，
not Esau,
是雅各，
Jacob.
雅各不是没有缺点的。
Jacob is not someone without shortcomings.
雅各是像你像我诸多缺点的。
Like you and I, we have many shortcomings.
但是最后呢？
But finally,
雅各呢？无论如何都是要争夺。那最重要，不要上帝离开他。
Jacob wants to fight for the best. He doesn't want God to leave him.
一直要抓住神的应许。
And want to catch on the promise of God.
所以呢，圣经有一句话，雅各是奋力 抓住上帝的人。
And we always ask for the catch of God, what the Bible says.
最后一次。
And finally,
迪努伊勒的时候。
At that harbor,
in the Penea,
Penea,
就在雅各河的渡口的地方。
In the Penea,
天使与他摔跤。
And the angel wrestling with him,
雅各胜。
Jacob were victorious.
怎么为什么天使会败给他呢？
How come this angel was beaten?
用人的力量喊他，喊他动。
Because using human strength to fight with him.
那个天使是谁啊？
Who is the angel?
是耶稣基督啊。
Is Christ Jesus?
耶稣基督真的可以败给一个叫做雅各的人吗？
Was Christ Jesus lose to Jacob? No.
耶稣基督故意用人的力量跟他动。
Jesus using man's strength to fight with him.
好像你跟六岁的孩子。
Like、
打架的时候，你不会用三十岁的力量去杀他，不会的。
Like you're wrestling with a child, you will not use a man of 30 years to fight with him.
你就用六岁的力量跟他斗来斗去。
You actually play with him, using the strength of a 6 years old.
你发现用六岁的力量，他好像七岁了。
But when you use a strength of a 6 years old, as if he's 7 years old.
那天使离开雅各以前。
So before the angel left Jacob,
他就在雅各的大腿上面抓他一把。
And so he touched him.
从此以后，雅各是。变成终身瘸腿
hands off for the whole life he lame
瘸腿完了以后呢
after that
恩典再来了
grace comes
什么恩典呢
what's that
从此以后
henceforth
你不名雅各了
you will not be named Jacob
你名叫什么以色列
Israel
以色列什么意思啊
what about Israel
你知道吗以色列什么意思啊上帝的皇太子
the crown prince of God
the crown prince of God
The crown prince of God.
我们只不过是 crown princes. I'm the crown prince.
This place is only crown
princes. Crown prince of God.
神的这个王太子。
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
Diana 是一个很漂亮的 princess.
She's a very beautiful princess.
但是雅各。
But Jacob
是全世界最丑陋的 crown prince.
He's the most ugly crown prince in the world.
You are crown prince now.
Lady.
你是。上帝的皇太子
You're the crown prince of God
是个瘸腿的皇太子
But the one who lame
为什么呢
Why
因为神对付他
Because God deal with him
神要用他
God want to use him
你的败坏
Your corruption
你的诡计
Your cunning
你的欺骗
Your deceit
你的虚谎
Your lie
你的不诚实
Your dishonest
现在我对付你
Now I deal with you
对付你完了以后
After that
才叫你叫以色列
They only call Israel
这个位置啊上帝的儿子
This position, the children of God,
应当是长子才可以拿到。
It must be those who are firstborn.
以扫自己不要了嘛。
But Esau doesn't want it.
但是上帝就把留给雅各了嘛。
So God had given it to Jacob.
什么时候才给他
？When?
当他很老的时候才给他。
Only when he was old.
当他要去见他的哥哥的时候才给他。
When he was about to see the brother, then God gave to him.
就扭转过来。
And the whole was turned.
上帝的应许。
God's promise.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
Isaac.
Isaac.
耶稣。雅各
Jacob
以斯玛利 out
Ishmael now is cast out
以扫 out
或者 Esau is cast out
到以色列的时候
when it comes to Israel
十二支派承受的这个
the 12 tribes received this
上帝的应许有没有落空
the promise of God has it failed
没有
no
上帝有没有不公平
is it God unjust
没有
no
为什么上帝还是公平
why is it God is just
你的公平是论到审判的事情
Because justice only is related to judgment.
我们今天谈的不是关于审判的事。
Today we're not talking about this judgment.
我们谈的是恩典的事。
We're talking about grace.
谈的恩典的时候。
When it comes to grace,
你不是谈公义。
We're not talking about righteousness.
你谈主权。
We're talking about sovereignty.
谈主权的时候。
When talking about sovereignty,
上帝说的这个话。
What God said here.
要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Whoever you want mercy, have mercy.
要怜悯谁就怜悯。
Whoever the compassion, have compassion.
要施恩给谁就施恩给谁。
Whoever you want give grace, give grace.
要谁感应就是要再说。
Whoever you want harden, he harden.
感谢上帝
Praise God
那我们看到了新约的时候
So when it comes to New Testament
以色列好像又被撇弃了
Israel as if it is scattered
基督都被拣选了
And the Christians are elected
就像从前的原则以扫被撇弃雅各被拣选
Like in the past Israel has been hated Now Jesus has been elected by God
那为什么整个以色列都被撇弃
Why is it the whole Israel nation has not been discarded
因为他们放弃他们长子的名字
Because they have given up their birthright
他们说我们不要耶稣我们要巴拉巴
You see, we do not want Jesus, we want the Barabbas
比拉多说 我查不出他有什么罪。
Pontius Pilate said, "I cannot find any wrong in him."
犹太人怎么回答的？
哇，好，我好，
把他钉十字架
，crucify，
把他钉死
，crucify，
流这个人的血，罪在我们的身上，从我们的子孙。
We will bear the responsibility when we shed the blood of this person and our descendants too.
他们这样讲，为什么？
Why should they say so?
痛恨耶稣。
They hated Jesus.
他们把他们的怒气发出来的。
And because of that, they want to manifest out their wrath upon Jesus.
他们没有想到。
They never imagined.
他们正像以扫，要红豆汤，不要儿子的名分。
They are like an Esau. They want this red bean soup. They don't want the birthright.
所以第九章。
And that's why in chapter 9.
你看见神的灯台。
You see that the lampstand of God,
救恩的这个能力
and also the power of salvation,
就从以色列转到基督徒身上
move from Israel to the Gentiles.
以后的礼拜
and then late in the future,
我们一步一步看得清楚神的主权。
Very clearly we see how the sovereignty of God works.
第九章到第十一章
when it comes to chapter 9 to chapter 11,
很重要也是不容易懂的东西。
It's very important passage, it's difficult to understand.
求主给我们渴慕的心
pray that God give a desiring heart.
给我们耐心
As a patient,
来明白上帝的话,
to understand the word of God.
我们低头祷告,
Let's pray.